calls and said that he supposed that it would be advantageous for you to be seen working on this general set of crises today and have a brief meeting perhaps before lunch. Or would you prefer to be receiving telephone meetings and not have a White House meeting?
Oh, I think it's good to have one. What time you suggest?
Well, he's coming over for this business luncheon, and so is Bob McNamara, and we could meet with you for half a minute, half an hour before in the cabinet room.
Right.
That was good.
All right,
I'll check with him.
Check with him and see. What's happened? Where are we this
morning? Well, we're near a ceasefire, but we don't have it. There is an account of Turkish fighter raids, but the Turks say they're just reconnaissance and they're not shooting. The Cypriots don't seem to be so persuaded. We are still pressing, basically, for a ceasefire, which would then allow us to get the ball back into Acheson's training camp, which is really surprisingly near an answer if we can only get the Greeks to move. In any event, the working it out so that they finally sit down is not entirely in our hands, and I think it's, at the moment, a good deal less likely that the whole damn balloon will go up than it was 24 hours ago. On the other side of the world, we have no evidence of this talk in the Gulf of Tonkin, which is in the papers this morning. The situation is, in fact, quite quiet, and we're more and more inclined to think that our next problem is having been so resolute in defense of our own ships, what are we going to do for General Kahn? This hasn't yet surfaced, but I would predict that to be the issue. You've probably seen how the Harris poll treats this, and I don't think that means that we ought to get belligerent as hell. Did you get a chance to look at that draft statement on the joint resolution?
Yeah, I thought it was excellent.
We're going to go ahead with, I gather, 4 o'clock is our signing ceremony. That can be in the East Room if you want a bigger crowd, Mr. President. I thought of the Treaty Room only because of the associations. And it's partly the TV is hard to manage upstairs. Would you rather have it where there can be an easy coverage?
I don't care. It doesn't make much difference. I don't know how many will want to come for it.
Do
you think?
I would guess that you'd get most of the leading senators, and I think you want to have your principal cabinet national security people, the state defense people involved, possibly the chairman. What do you think about men in uniform?
I think it'd be all right.
I would think it'd be good to have Bus Wheeler anyway.
I'd have them all.
Want them all?
I'd have them. Talk to Larry about that and see, and either place you schedule will be all right with me.
All right, fine, we'll do that.
Just be sure there's no conflict in the East Room. Would you say then what time we meet with the businessman? 1?
The businessman is 1, as I
said. Tentatively, do this 12:30 if Jack doesn't have a conflict.
I'll
he does, tell him to get in touch with me.
Okay.
Anything else?
No,
what about Africa? Did Averill come back?
Averill came back and did a good job, and I'm glad you mentioned that. As a matter of fact, if you were willing, I'd like to get Averill over here and give him 5 minutes to report to you.
You couldn't get through with him 5 minutes.
Well, I grant you that's the hazard.
Let me look at
it. I'll have him put it on paper instead.
He won't talk politics. I see he's been in New York politics now.
You know, he's trying to get Bobby to run. That's what he's doing, and he probably would talk about that to you, which you probably don't want. I have been telling him that you're following it and that you're on top of it and that we're grateful, and he's in good heart, so I can wait on that.
What do you hear from that front?
Well, he's got an agreement, pretty good agreement, with Spock to join together, and we do our share and they do their share in trying to get a decent 500-man force. And what is even more encouraging, we're in terms of domestic politics, we're doing more for Chombe than his own man, Strulins, which means that we're not going to have Senator Dodd and the hard right wingers on our neck. I think that's of some importance, especially if the thing gets worse, which it could do. Our estimate, Mr. President, is that these wild rebels who have a non-force against them are being very cleverly coordinated by a bunch of Chinese brain trusters, and in that sense, it's a nervous affair.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Right.